Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. I like to get that in as often as possible. We need to hear these words. They are words that sink, hopefully, from up here somewhere into our hearts and set us free. I don't know if you saw the story about the Baptist minister preparing for Easter, and in so doing he got some posters printed, which he was going to proudly display in front of his church, ready for Easter. That particular phrase, Christ is risen, he is risen indeed, alleluia. So he got the posters back and he began to put them up, and unfortunately the T was missing off of Christ. Chris is risen. It's just not going to cut the mustard, really, is it? Who is this Chris, you know? No, Christ is risen. And that's what we gather to give thanks for today. Because if the resurrection means anything, it means that it's about the end of sin and death. Actually, it's the death of those two things. It's the end of those things. John Donne, who wrote Pilgrim's Progress, he said this: death, be not proud. God will not let death win. And I think we need to hang on to those words and that phrase. Death, be not proud. God will not let death win. And at the end of the day, that's exactly what the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ is all about. And if it's not true, then the Christian faith and the church which embraces it will just unroll and unravel. But it is true. And that's why we're here some 2,000 years later. Perhaps one of the questions that we may ask of ourselves is that why we believe, why is it that we can see this and enjoy the truth of it in our lives and celebrate it with not just the gathering here, but literally millions and billions of Christians throughout the world, and others don't see it? What is it that makes the difference? What is it that caused this response from us and yet not everyone? And maybe some of us here are just wondering about the truth of it all, even though we believe in God. How can this possibly be true? How can a dead man be raised? From my perspective, it's because God chose me to believe this. Actually, I think he chooses everyone and gives everyone an opportunity to believe this for themselves. He gives everyone some kind of opportunity, a window which opens into their lives, to cry out to him and to respond to his amazing love. And the power of the resurrection is theirs to embrace. And for me, it wasn't a question of the accuracy of the accounts. I'd never read the Gospels, didn't know what they meant, didn't know the stories. But what I saw was something else. Because what I saw was the emotional effect that it had on other people. When I was an apprentice in the dockyard, there were 12 of us that used to gather together. It had nothing to do with the disciples. We were apprentice fitter and turners. And we would grow up together for those 4 years. One of them, a chap called Paul, after just a year, that's all, we got to know each other quite closely. Through the mistakes that we made together, as well as the things that we did well, I have to say. But after a year, he had a tragic accident on a motorcycle and he was killed. First time at the age of just nearly 17 that I'd come to have to face the prospect of death. Hadn't understood this at all. Hadn't known anyone at all who had died up to that point. And it really hit me. But there was another person in that 12 who was a friend of mine called Chris, and he used to go to church. I didn't do that. Didn't do church, didn't understand why you needed to do church. And he said to me, why don't you come to Paul's memorial service? And it was at the memorial service, just kind of a little window open, just kind of a glimpse of the hope of what we're celebrating today was spoken of at that service. So at an emotional level, God was dealing with me, but I didn't know it was him at that point. I just knew something was different and something extraordinary. And I think on the day of the resurrection, there was huge amounts of emotion going on here. The women who were gathering at the tomb, finding the stone rolled away. Here were particularly the women who really believed in the resurrection hope. But they weren't sure if it would happen. They believe Jesus, but would it actually come to pass? Here's the proof. So they turn up to do this job of embalming the body and so forth. And they found the stone rolled away. So there's all kinds of emotion. They were really upset that he wasn't there. They'd seen him placed in the tomb and everything seemed secure. But they just weren't ready for that final piece to slot into place. All of the disciples had been through a roller coaster of emotions. And it would continue to happen from that day forth. They witnessed miracles in the sight of Jesus, walking on water, healing the sick, raising the dead. They'd had a meal with a dead man, because Lazarus was raised and they had a meal with him. Quite extraordinary. But how they were going to cope with the death of Jesus? Would they be able to cope with it? And of course they've dealt with it in lots of different ways. God can deal with our emotions and meet with us through events that happen to us. I want you to know that. Whatever it is you're going through, he meets you exactly where you are to bring you where you need to be. The second thing that moved me in my journey of faith was to do with witness. It was to do with what people had seen for themselves about Jesus. And actually, God helped me to see faith exhibited in other people. Because eventually, my friend Chris James took me to a Christian youth club. And it was there that I met with these people who had such fun and were really enjoying life. We were just teenagers together. But they, at the end of the evening, they always finished with a prayer, which made me feel slightly uncomfortable. But nevertheless, one kind of sat it out. But I could see there was something in these people which I wanted a little bit of. I just wanted to know what it was. What it was the truth is that they were witnessing to the faith that they had in a risen Saviour, a risen Lord Jesus, who was and is alive and had met with them. This is all language that I had no understanding of at that time. You need to know that. But God works through witnesses to touch our lives. He reaches us through our emotions and he touches us through the witness of others. People who profoundly believe this to be true. I take it we're all here today because that's true for us. It's very interesting that in all four of the gospel accounts, it is the women who reach the tomb first. And apart from Mark's gospel, they did actually become the first witnesses and evangelists concerning the truth of the resurrection, running back to tell other people about that. And it's true in this story too. And they were called to be witnesses. They were called to go and tell others. And as the truth of the resurrection became obvious to these women, they remembered the words that Jesus had spoken. Sometimes we have to take a step of faith. I remember asking Chris James, how do you become a Christian? These are crucial things. How do you actually become a Christian? Having witnessed this in other people, how do you get it from that their experience to yours? He said, you just need to take a step of faith and believe it for yourself. You do need to repent of your sins, and you do need to accept Jesus as your Lord, the risen Lord Jesus, who is alive, not dead. And you need to receive him. And in a very quiet way, that's exactly what happened for me. For the women, they had to see, in those days, they had to see the risen Lord. And then they went and told the others. And of course, Peter and the others initially thought they were all speaking nonsense. Actually, I left out the word women, but they thought the women were speaking nonsense, it says here. But we won't go too far with that. But anyway, eventually, it all came to pass. And Peter, of course, gets up and runs towards the tomb. And he bends over and he looks in for himself. He didn't see Jesus, of course. What he saw was an empty tomb and just strips of cloth lying there. And realizing something extraordinary had happened. But it says he just wondered to himself what had happened. That's the way that Luke tells it. at this point, it was all a bit of a mystery. Still, a lot of uncertainty around. But they knew something extraordinary had happened. And I suppose for some people, coming to faith is about an intellectual thing. It is not logical for someone to be raised from the dead. And people such as these may ask the question, does it all stack up? Is all the evidence there for us to believe in this? And it may be important. And God can deal with our minds too. There's a chap called Frank Morrison who was the author of a book which was called Who Moved the Stone? And he did it from an intellectual perspective. He wanted to see if he wanted to disprove the gospel accounts. That was his aim, to disprove it. What actually happened was, of course, he realized that it was all true. And he himself came to a faith in the risen Lord Jesus. A profound belief in the risen Lord Jesus. So that the aim of the book changed as he began to study all the accounts from the gospel messages. God can deal with our minds. He had to do that with Peter and some of the other apostles, including Thomas, who was really struggling with the evidence. He wanted to see for himself, and we're not reading that today, but you know what he wanted to do? He wanted to see, unless I see the wounds, unless I can touch them, I will not believe. Jesus let him do that. So Jesus will deal with us in all kinds of ways to bring us to that place where we believe in the risen, ascended Lord Jesus Christ. And he will reach us in lots of ways, through our emotions, whatever's going on at the time in our lives, through the witness of others. And he will even deal with this up here, which says this cannot be true. But at the end of the day, you just have to take that step of faith. And say, I believe this. I will believe this, and I'll walk in his ways until the end of my life. I wonder if you've done that. I'm sure you have, but if you haven't, this is perhaps your day. This is the window that's opening for you today to believe for yourself that Jesus is Lord. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Let us pray.